We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, if you're listening to the previous segment, we're talking about, you know, did we get when we got the wrong sibling? We got Eddie Payton instead of Walter Payton, you know, Phil, Joe Niekro instead of Phil Niekro. Now, somebody suggested that maybe Steve Stone instead of Mike Stone would have been better off. I say, you know, Woj from ESPN with all the basketball knowledge might be better than our Wojo, but I don't know if they're siblings. What's up, Woj?
What about the little Woj who coached with Duke and played with Duke? What about him?
That's true. That's true. Yeah. A lot of Wojes. By the way, yeah. I do have to ask you this question. Do you have power yet?
No, and I'm not in a good mood, and I have not had a cup of coffee.
So don't
push my buttons.
Cup of coffee? Can't you go somewhere to get yourself a cup of coffee?
Well, I will, but that requires, of course, manually lifting the garage door because it's electric, and you say, oh, we'll just do it. Well, I do have this arm situation that I'm not supposed to lift anything, so I can try it one-armed, but I haven't yet.
It's time for you to move, Wojo.
Yes.
No, all of Fort Meade. I looked at the map last, the weather map. The storm sat over Farmington Hills and went nowhere. Everywhere else is dry. Everywhere. The entire city is out of power, and it's been out now for 13 hours, and there isn't even a crew scheduled or an estimate yet.
Wow.
As I said, you need to move. Yeah. Leave Farmington Hills.
Okay, but Florida, further away? I don't know.
Down where they hit, where hurricanes hit, sure.
You don't have to go to Florida.
Where should I move? A bunker? An underground bunker somewhere?
Yes, absolutely. I have room at the moat. You can live at the moat.
You can move in your,
the castle.
Just move in with your, quote, aunt.
Yeah, you could have a full wing.
Yes. All right, well, Woj. I got a college football question for you because you are Mr.
Sure,
college Football.
I'm agitated.
Okay. Are we as college football fans in this state, are our loins being girded for a big Michigan State game that really will mean something the day before Halloween? Or are we getting teased again?
No, you as college football fans in the state are being what college football fans generally are. Obnoxious. I mean, all kidding aside, without a cup of coffee, there is this race or this hunger to say our 3-0 is better than your 3-0 or your 3-0 isn't legit, but ours is or whatever. And I know it's just talk and that's what we do. And of course, that's fine. And it's a month away from being settled on the field. So it will continue. But I think, look at the Big Ten these days. Ohio State vulnerable. What happened to Indiana? Wisconsin, they lost at home to Penn State. So it's there to be taken. So I think by Big Ten standards, they're both legit. And I don't think you're being teased by Michigan or Michigan State. Doesn't mean they're going to win every game, but the way they both can control the ground game, absolutely it's going to be a blockbuster.
So, Woj, I do want to ask you, though, when was the last time you were asked a question about your loins being girded?
I gird my loins on a daily basis to prepare for whatever the weather or the Mother Nature or whatever prepares to throw at me.
That sounds about as appetizing as the Bernie Sanders sexy Halloween costume.
No, I like the phrase girding your loins because, I mean, technically it's what you do when you head into the arena of combat. And Michigan and Michigan State, before the players head into the arena of combat, I have a feeling the fans are going to remain loin girded for quite a while.
I know. The trolling is just unbelievable, too. But that's, you know, that's what make rivalries, whatever it is. It is. The other football story around here is your Detroit Lions. What do you think they should do with Penei Sewell when Decker comes back?
All right. Since neither of you ever played the game or played the position, let me lay it out for you, okay? He needs to stay there at left tackle, doesn't he?
That's what I think.
And I know Jansen has very good comments on this. I understand, can you make Decker go to right tackle, maybe put him at left guard? Listen, you committed a bunch of money to him, and I think we've already seen that this new regime is not going to be nostalgic or namby-pamby or not do, Jamie Collins after one terrible game. He's already on the trading block, which I completely understand. You talk to him, you see if he'll move to right tackle, if not, left guard, and if not, then you put him on the trade market too. I mean, understanding that this is based on Sewell continuing to play as well as he did, the first two games.
Well, I think he's going to continue to play well, but I don't know that, Taylor Decker, yeah, you can move him to left guard. Moving him to the other side or trading him, I don't think trading him is really an option because of the immense cap hit that you would take.
Right.
So it's I think we're kind of left with when he does come back, I believe you're going to see Penei Sewell go to right and you'll have Taylor Decker at left. And then in the offseason, that's when this becomes a relevant conversation. And if that is the conversation in the offseason, would you rather have Penei Sewell, who, we've seen so far, and we're going to have 17, hopefully, if, injury, doesn't hit him, you're going to have 17 data points. Would you rather have him as your left tackle for the next decade or Taylor Decker?
Well, as Jansen tends to do, he has brought reason and sanity to the morning show, certainly. Mm-hmm. And, yes, that is the most reasonable reaction, especially since we're already accepting that this season is going to be kind of experimentation and
How about this? You never heard this before. A season of observation.
Yeah. Sony wants to observe. I get that. And so does everybody else. So there would be, in my mind, no harm in doing that, putting Sewell back at right tackle and Decker at left tackle and kicking the decision to the off season when you can really figure it out. So I totally get that. I'm just looking ahead, say, whatever, 3-4 weeks when Decker's ready to come back. And we're going to be sitting here and, Pro Football Focus has Sewell rated the highest rated rookie left tackle in the history of organized sports. And he'll be doing so well. And then if the season, quote unquote, is already kind of lost or not going to be a contending season, then maybe you do leave him at left tackle if that's going to be his spot for the future and convince Decker. But I understand the path of least resistance is to do the switchback, and I think that's probably what they'll do. I'd like to see them make a really tough decision and see what happens.
Now, Woj, you invented and trademarked and copyrighted the up-down theory. So, my question is, and I don't think you have the schedule in front of you, but when is the Lions? Where is win number one, and when is it coming?
Oh, wait. I normally do have the schedule here, but my office is a little bit darkened, but there's some light coming through. It's not raining. Oh, and Lake Wojo has started to reform, but with form again.
Oh, no.
Back here. But with my new drainage situation, it's not coming in the basement.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, there you go.
But you know what happens when the power goes out? The sump pump doesn't work.
Yeah,
because that has electricity.
You got to get a water backup.
No, I have to move.
Yes,
move.
Yes.
I agree with that. Today, hey, what are you guys doing after work? Anybody have a truck? Come on over.
John does.
I don't have the schedule in front of me. Don't they have the Bengals at home?
Yes.
Relatively soon.
October 17th, I believe.
Ding, 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 ding. That's it. Mm. I would even say this. Call me an idiot. Pause, idiot. What about, because now they're starting their rookie quarterback, the Bears, what about in a week and a half at Chicago?
It's possible.
Or at the Vikings.
Or at the Vikings, right. Here we go again. The NFC North being, we think, pretty garbagey, we think. Who knows about
Justin what about Sunday? The classic up-down game.
Which
the Ravens beat the Chiefs, the Lions lose, you know? Come on, classic up-down, Woj.
No. Stoney, the corollary to the Wojo trademarked up-down theory is that it affects most teams in the NFL. If you lose one week, you win the next back and forth,
right,
or at least cover the spread. However, you throw out the very top teams and the very bottom teams because they don't follow that pattern because they're not in the middle of the pack. I believe the Lions are in the lower area where they will not follow that pattern. Sorry.
Now, Wojo, as many people who have listened over the years, is known to come up with names for newborns, new children. Jessica and Marissa became Jasmine and Miranda. People believe that's still their names. As you know, Woj, Teddy Jansen was born about a week ago, a little less than a week ago. What are you going to call Teddy Jansen?
Well, it's interesting. I was today I plan to go and pick out a gift for the young fella. I don't know. What should I get Todd Jansen? I heard he's already big, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, he's large. Good size.
Todd.
Good size.
Todd.
Maybe, how about me? Todd. Wait, is Teddy, is that short for Theodore or just Teddy?
It's short for Theodore, yep. Theodore Scott Jansen.
Theodore Scott Jansen. Well, maybe he can follow in the lineage of the great Lions linebacker Teddy Lehman.
I tell you what, since I do have a truck, I'm going to put Teddy in the back seat. We're going to come over there. Teddy will open your garage door for you, and then I will move all your belongings out for you as well. And you just tell us where we got to drop them off.
Okay, that's absolutely perfect. And I'll point with my right hand, not my left. Don't dare come near me and touch the arm at all. Yeah, when you come too, can you stop and get some coffee?
No problem.
No,
and Stoney's going to bring the bagels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Stoney, bring bagels, please.
Now, I like the Todd. It's simple, and, you didn't make it harder than it needs to be, but we got to pronounce it like this, Wojo. Todd, because he says, because Tom, he calls Tom Brady Jansen, he goes, Tom.
Todd. Was
I say that?
Scott.
I say Tom.
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 Yeah. When Stoney says it, or when you say it, you say Tom.
No, because we're imitating
you. We're exaggerating
you.
What you do.
We're imitating
you. Don't do
you.
It as bad as we do, but we're just piling on.
Yes, exactly.
Tom.
All right, Woj, thank you very much. Hopefully you'll get your power, and we'll listen to you tonight at 6 p.m.
All right, I'm agitated. Remember that.
All
agitated.
Right. 97.1, the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.